Today on the KHSU Magazine, we have the great honor to have Betty Chin here in the studio. Betty Chin has received numerous national, state, and local awards for her work with Eureka's Homeless, Humboldt County's Homeless. And in 2010, Betty received the Presidential Citizens Medal from President Obama. The photo is on her phone. She just showed it to me. It's beautiful. And that Presidential Citizens Medal is given to Americans who have performed exemplary deeds of service for their country or their fellow citizens. That certainly is Betty Chin. And Betty is joined by another exemplary fellow citizen, Lewis Hoyland. He's director of the Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir. And they are here to tell us about the Betty Chin Faith, Hope, Love Charity Benefit that is taking place this Saturday, March 11th at the Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka. And the fundraiser is actually sold out. So they're going to tell us about the incredible programs that this fundraiser is supporting. The Betty Chin Day Center, the Container Village, and your new shelter. Welcome, Betty and Lewis. Thank you so much for being here on the KHSU Magazine. Tell us about the work of the Betty Chin Center that's going to be supported from your benefit this Saturday night.
Benefit is supporting the Day Center, which is a beautiful facility that has a very large kitchen, and they make food for, how many is it, 500? 500 people a day.
Yeah, twice a day.
Twice a day.
Yes.
So she feeds 500 people twice a day out of that kitchen. There's all sorts of support for people to get off the street and become self-sufficient. There's computers, there's actually clothes that people can wear to go to job interviews, and places to store their things and so forth. And another big part of Betty's work is the family shelter, which just opened
yesterday.
A couple months ago.
And they have a lot of families there. I think they have, is it 49 beds?
We had that fit for 10 family, and then the family shelter fit in the gap for the single mother with teenage, or both mother and son, and the father with the children, they had nowhere to go, or father with the children. So that's a fill the gap. We're the only one all the way from Ukiah to Oregon shoulder, Oregon's borderline. Only one had that kind of shelter. And then also on the downstairs the building, we had a respite for the people after the operation, and then come over to the hill, and they can stay up to a month, from 1 week to a month. In the time we get to help them healing, the physical, and also help them fund housing too.
And the other main thrust for her projects is the Container Village, which it's actually those big shipping containers, metal containers that are remodeled, I guess you'd call them, and they have sections in them. It's an 8x each little room is 8x10, and they have a door and a window and just a place to be safe after being out in the elements and homeless.
Well, it's the most powerful for that. We opened that on May 1st last year. It's the most powerful fence I witnessed as a human being is when they hold up the key. These guys never had a key in their life. Mm. And said, I have my key, Betty. This is my key. And they take it very serious in their heart. And they carry it very, very well to take care of the key. And that project really was a good well project, because I see Paco Masco close. The people have some place to go. They need to go. And the whole project only take me like 4 weeks and 2 days. Humble property people and I work together. So we had no money, no plan, no policy. We believe the people had to go, and they came. And then that's the beginning for those people, detach a homeless life, homelessness lifestyle, to clean, to feel like a normal. And when they come in the first week, nobody do anything. They can eat and sleep. Most of the people sleep through the week, just asleep, because they feel safe. Nobody woke them up at middle of the night anymore. And then that's what they feel comfortable and sleep in there. And then the people, after the first week, second week, they look for a job. I had people had housing, still live in housing. They even buy a car, go to work.
Wow, Betty. I mean, that's what's so incredible is you've transformed so many lives. You're telling me about the young people that have come through your shelters who've ended up being students at Humboldt State.
Yes.
And a couple of dozen kids that you get to high school every morning here. And I was really impressed by the breadth of services that you offer, from dog obedience to job training. And can you just help people understand more about what you're doing at the Betty Chin Center and what kind of services people are receiving and the impact that those services
Well, the center is really for the people ready to change. I discovered a lot of people have the ability to earn a living, but they don't know how and they don't have nowhere to go. And I can feed them every day until the day I die. But they had to learn a way to support themselves. They had ability, but they not discovered themselves yet. We had 37 years old man, never walked one day in their life. He said, since I was born, I lived in a car, I lived outside. Every friend come to me for free, why do I need to work? But now he just got a job and he feel good about himself. He said, no longer you had to make my lunch anymore. I make my own lunch. I'm gonna sharpen my food. I like to buy what I want to do. I budget my money. So the centers really help them do the resume and help them get the idea card and then get the birth certificate and take care of all the citation they got when they was camp. And then we had a homeless court in there. And so we had mobile medical. Everybody deserved health care. So they take care of the body and then they feel good about themselves. They can go to work. And we had GED class. We had children programming, after school programming. We had a Eureka City School bus. All the homeless kids come to our place. We had one-on-one homework. We had 17 retired teachers come to volunteer with the kid. We had stuff from a young kid, young age. And every morning I take 20 kids, they are senior class kid, to school, all the way from Fortuna High to McKenna High. It's a lot of work, a lot of time, but pay off. I had close to 300 high school kids now go through the 4 years university. They wow. are counting, they PhD from Davis, they teach in college. And then my first homeless kid and come back to Humboldt County 2 years ago, they used to live under the bridge, live in Montgomery Ward parking lot, now Target. And first time return, and such an emotional for her, and she stay at a Carter Inn. She and I both stand up in the window, and she said, Betty, that's the place I used to live.
Wow.
And you feed me a dinner over there.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she's even now she's in a middle-aged woman. And then right now she still feels shame of herself, be a homeless, and she cannot heal yet. She said, "Without I come back to see what I was, I cannot heal. I feel shame to tell my husband. I feel shame to tell my kid." And she's live a really high society right now. And then when she came, she unload herself. I said, "That happened to anybody."
What do you think that people might really misunderstand about living in homelessness that you can really help them understand? I mean, just the transformation that you're seeing. I mean, it means that it's not about the person, it's about the situation. To me, that's what it sounds like.
I had to tell you a story. Years ago, I had somebody come to me, get me $4,000. Betty, I like you. I want to get you the money, $4,000, and do what you want to do. And I get the money back to him. I don't want you to do that. So easy for you to get $4,000 from me. It's a huge number for me. I want you to use a $4,000 buy stuff. What you want to do, go out to feed the people yourself. And then you see what your money go, how you affect them. In the beginning, he buy banana and then buy fruit and then later buy other stuff for the provider, cook the dinner and provide them. And the fear be homeless and the anger. Even they like me, they give me money, but inside them, they still angry toward the homeless. But, you know, we do. We anybody, every group where you go, where you do, always have one or two bad apple. The people only look at the bad apple. Doesn't look at the good stuff. Yeah. You know, good people, they want to change, you know.
I think it's kind of scary to see homeless people. Kind of it's just sort of like a worst case scenario in a way of like what can happen to us, you know. And it's hard to accept that. So your emotions are different. It might come out as anger, but I don't know.
You never know what happened. And then a few weeks ago, I had a grandmother take the two grandkids to bring the peanut butter and jelly to me. So when they went away, I say thank you very much for your donation. The grandma looked back and gave me her Betty. Thank you for you taking care of my son and their father on the street.
Aww. Yeah, it's really important.
I know you have a lot of people volunteering to do this great work, and you have a good crowd of people who are supporting you with this fundraiser this weekend, including the Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir and Home Cookin' and Rita's. Lewis, do you want to tell us a little bit about the people involved?
Well, Rita's Mexican Grill is donating all the food. They're catering the whole event that's on March 11th. We have a no-host bar, and there's wine provided by Paul Gallegos. He's donating that. Humboldt Cider Company is donating cider. And Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir and Joyce Howell's band are both donating their services.
Right, Home Cookin'.
Yeah.
We can't all go to the event. What other ways can you support the Betty Chin, the work of the Betty?
Well, you can go on to her website, Betty Chin. Just Google Betty Chin. I think it's bettychin.com, right?
Yeah.
And there's Humboldt Area Foundation. There's a fund there that people can donate to. You can actually go to the physical site, the day center. It's open from 8 to 3 every day of the work week. And you can, it's at 7th and C Streets. You can see the family center right next door. So you can donate money there too.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm sorry to, but I hope you'll come back and talk with us again, Betty Chin and Lewis Hoyland. I hope you have a wonderful event, and thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.